units?
Thank you, Mr. Newman. Yes, I'm going to have it. The Honorable Mr. Jim Ferenc is going to conduct a hearing, sir. So if you can just hold on, he'll be with you shortly, sir.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Michael Daniel Nunez, 826-816.
Can you say that number again?
826-816.
Okay, just want to make sure I'm sure on that. Thank you. And good morning.
Good morning to you.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on February 22nd, 2019. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Representing myself, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench working toward me. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. At the center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is Honorable David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing.
Good morning to you all.
Thank you. Also present in the room is our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer.
Good morning to you, sir.
Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Nunez and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Nunez's hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and we can talk about it, but keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Nunez. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal ways or company as follows. Violation of condition number two is demonstrated by your failure to establish and maintain residence at your approved halfway house, Transitional Living Communities, 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about June 28, 2018, as verbally directed and in writing by Parole Officer Finan on June 28, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Nunez, is this true or false?
That's true.
Thank you. I will now make a motion to pass this hearing from phase one to phase two, and that is based on Mr. Nunez's admission. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Nunez, we are going to continue with the second phase of this hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Nunez. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Nunez was released from ADC custody on 6/27/2018 and arrested on 1/26/2019 by Phoenix PD on ADC warrant and 2017 probation violation warrant. He is returned back to ADC custody on 2/4/2019 with an adjusted CSED of 625-2019 with 212 abscond days. Current convictions, 2016, commitment A, count 1, narcotic drug violation, 1 year, 6 months. 2016, commitment B, count 1, drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. There's no prior convictions noted. This is his first term at ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the West Side Phoenix Aquarius, 27th Avenue, criminal street gang. Has no prior terms on supervision, and disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 2012, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. He has a GV score of G4, V4.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Munoz. I am going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at transitional living communities. You failed to report an established residence at TLC, nor the placement was approved. So with you missing from community supervision for 212 days, where were you living, Mr. Munoz?
I was living with my mother.
And what part of the valley does she live in?
So it's on 19th Avenue in Buckeye, Phoenix.
So why did you break off contact with your parole officer and move without approval?
I knew it was a violation. You know, I heard it was a violation for not going, and that's why I broke contact. Just being honest with you. I knew it was wrong.
I appreciate your honesty, and it is unfortunate because we find that the parole officers really work hard with the individuals returning to the community to shepherd success. And so hopefully you'll learn from that. We don't want to see you going through new charges or anything like that, but I hope you do learn something important about maintaining contact with your community corrections folks. We have employment notes that you were referred to the Maricopa Skills Center, etc. Did you find any work when you were outside?
No.
Okay.
No.
There's some programming notes that you were referred to the Arizona Department of Corrections Community Accountability Program. You did not complete the program. It looks like you didn't attend any classes. So my guess is that you have some sort of problem with drug abuse or substance abuse.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a drug of choice?
Fentanyl pills, which I was on. That's what I was doing.
Was it just fentanyl pills, or did you graduate to needle injection for heroin?
Yeah, and then went back to the pills.
Okay, sir. Again, it's unfortunate that you didn't attend CAP. Where are you at right now in terms of dealing with your drug addiction? Are you clean now?
Yes, sir. I was actually clean for 2 months before I came in here.
So how did you get clean before you were arrested?
I was cold turkey. It was like, they gave me the ultimatum, you know, my son and his mother. It was like, okay, you just stop or we're leaving for sure, you know what I mean? So, I mean, at that point, my son and my family is totally worth more than getting high on the street, you know.
Did you have to go through illness with detoxification?
Yes, sir. Definitely.
Well, I certainly commend you for making that long journey. I just hope that you're ready to start seeking treatment and really put this behind you.
Yeah, definitely.
It takes more than just that. Detoxification, it has to be a lifelong commitment.
You're right.
I do appreciate that you have support that I don't just use every day language and told you what time of day it was, and you know, encouraged you to make a decision.
Yeah.
It says on June 28, 2018, you were referred to task for random drug testing, assigned the color code maroon. You did not provide any specimens while you were on committee supervision due to absconding. So, with you having gone cold turkey and being clean for 2 months, how do you feel now?
I feel good. Got energy back, got my mind back. Well, not entirely, but, you know, mentally I feel better, physically I feel better. You know, thinking right now. So, it's a big change from going to the streets and coming, you know, being sober, making right decisions.
We recognize that drugs continue to be available as contraband inside the Department of Corrections, so are you finding some sort of temptation to return to drug use?
I'm actually not. I don't think about it. I decide I mind. I see it, you know. It's not around, so I'm not even fighting title demons, to be honest with you.
Well, you show promise, and I hope that you are telling us where you're at right now, because that's a good sign. I think another thing, and you'll get plenty of real counseling in this world, but you're going to have to think really hard about the company you keep when you return to the community. Regardless of how this board votes today, it doesn't seem like you have a lot of time left, and you have some big decisions to make about your life when you return. So, do you still have the support of the mother of your child?
Yes, sir.
And your family?
My mom, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, what sort of plans do you have when you return to the community?
I'm actually going to move to Anthem, Arizona. And my son's mother is going to offer me a job, you know, work with her. She owns a chain of family practices out there. So she's going to go and give me a chance. And, you know, she was saying if I'm staying sober long enough, which is going to be 8 months or something like that before I get out, she'll give me a chance to work for her, you know, start from the bottom. Responsible enough, you know.
So, I'm sorry, is this your wife or your partner or...?
It's just my son's mother. She's an ex girlfriend. Yeah.
But you're together now?
No, she's actually married. She just still sticks with me, you know.
So that's it's good when you can reconcile to that level, even when there's children involved. What does she do for a living?
She's the general manager for a family practice in Phoenix and in Anthem.
Meaning medical practice?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Any questions from any fellow board members? Mr. Nunez, the question I kind of passed over. What caused the Phoenix Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconding warrant?
I was just walking down the street, down Buckeye, and I made a U-turn, just came to talk. I was with a group of people, so maybe that looked suspicious to them or something. And turned around and got me.
Okay. Okay, we're getting close to the interview hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we go into discussion?
No, that's fine. I said everything you need to say. Yeah, you know, questions, honestly. I'm all right.
Well, thank you, Mr. Nunez. I certainly appreciate how straightforward and pleasant you've been with the board, and I'm really hoping for your success when you return to the community. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
The board is now in discussion. Board members, I really like what I'm hearing from Mr. Nunez. I meant what I said. I think he shows tremendous promise. I really do hope that he is staying clean and that he will make efforts to pursue counseling for addiction when he returns. It's hard to look past that he absconded from supervision for 212 days. It would seem that if he's been clean for the last 2 months that he struggled with his drug use for some of that time before getting arrested on his absconder warrant, but I really do think he's on a good trajectory. I just don't find him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision with his history and everything that we've gathered today. I will say that he does not have much time left in the Department of Corrections, and I'm really hoping for his success, but that's what we'll begin the discussion. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W2013, a discussion with Mr. Nunez, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Nunez was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal razor company, inasmuch that he absconded for 212 days, he could not monitor his behavior in the community. I recognize that he had some continued struggle with substance abuse, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Okay. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse. Mr. Nunez, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on about June 25th, 2019. I cannot get over how fast this year is going, so June is just around the corner. I've said it more than once, but I like what I'm hearing from you. It's good to hear that you have support out there, and I really think you can put this behind you.
Thank you.
This has been kind of a running expression today, but orange is not your color, and we would like to see you really move on from this. So please stay safe. Please stay clean while you're inside DOC. Pursue AA or NA that's available to you. And hopefully the next time we see you, you'll be a productive member of the community.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck. Thank you. This hearing is concluded.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.